welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan Dan, the Board Game Man, and this is your news for December 5th, 2022. So I'm sorry a little bit late. I was going to take some time off anyway for Thanksgiving week, and then I was going to try to get one a little bit earlier, but I've had the flu for the past week. So as you can tell by my melodic voice here, I'm still just recovering, but I wanted to get some news out for you. But there are a lot of weird news. Well, not weird news. There's just a lot of news. So hopefully I can get through all of it. So I may cut down the details on some of them just to get through everything as well. But let's start off from this week is PAX U up, and I believe it's in Philly. Cephalofair announced the Gloomhaven RPG. This was kind of something that I don't want to say it's not really a surprise, because with them doing a lot of miniatures and the game already kind of being RPG light, this is kind of like a next obvious step for Cephalus Bear. So not that it makes anything wrong. I'm quite excited for this, because I think this would be a really cool way to, you know, world to have an RPG in. So they're kind of going to allow all the different combinations of kind of the backgrounds or the races and classes and so so that you can play pretty much anything you want to in it. And they say that kind of the skill system is going to be very familiar to people. So I think they're going to kind of have like maybe a card based skill system, things like that. There's some information out there. I will try to get some, I'll put the link to their kind of on their website. They had an announcement as well. They're going to be using GameFound, next year sometime. BackerKit. That's what they were going to be using. I know BackerKit kind of is pretty new, and this was one of the big things that, you know, between their miniatures that they're putting out. And then I knew this was kind of coming. This is going to be their new, one of their big, campaigns that they're going to be looking forward to. This will be out in April of 2023, is what they're going to be doing. There's going to be it says alongside hundreds of miniatures for use across various products, their various products for Cephalofair. So there must be a ton of minis going along with this that a lot of people, especially between Gloomhaven and Frosthaven, you're going to want to check that out. So big news there about the Gloomhaven RPG. I'm pretty excited about that one. Stoneblade announced two standalone expansions for products that they've got. So the first one is going to be Soulforge Fusion. This is going to be the first expansion for Soulforge. This is going to be called Battle for White Fang Pass. This is going to be their booster kit. It's a standalone expansion for Soulforge Fusion. This will be out in February. It's going to change the game a bit. Of course, you know, all expansions, there's going to be a little bit new mechanics, especially in things like kind of CCG-ish. Soulforge has kind of this smash up thing where you take two different factions and have a half deck of each and you kind of put them together. Now, what's great about Soulforge is it's very easy to get into. Now, the expansion is going to bring a couple of new mechanisms into it. So there's going to be Exalt cards. Those are going to change the landscape of the board. So I guess it's going to do different things to the lanes. And then Soulbind cards are going to be summoning counterpart cards from outside the game. So I wonder if this is a way for them to summon other cards from other factions and such. But I'm just worried that with a game that the whole point is to be that accessible and only have the two decks together, that if you'd put in a couple of too many confusing mechanics, it's going to kind of change how that's going to be perceived. And you're still trying to get an audience out there. Anyway, that's just my caution. I'm going to love it no matter what, but I'm just hoping that they don't do too much to make it a little less inviting for people. So the second announcement by Stoneblade is Ascension Tactics Inferno. That's going to be coming to Kickstarter real soon. So this is going to be brand new scenarios and a campaign mode. I love Ascension Tactics quite a bit, because I've always been a big Ascension person, because I love deck building, and it's one of my favorite of all time deck building. And Ascension Tactics is a very cool mix of deck building and minis, you know, a minis board game and a tactical kind of board game. And I do like how they've made some co-op scenarios in there, and more co-op or whether the campaign's co-op, you know, that just would really make it awesome for me. I love Ascension Tactics. So if you have a chance to check that out, really, really good. Next up, Fantasy Flight has announced the next hero pack for Marvel Champions. This is going to be the Rogue Hero Pack. It'll be out in February. So her cards come with a protection aspect in that pre-made deck for you. See, my brain's still not working since having this flu. She's going to have this touched action, which is going to be getting the traits from another hero. You'll kind of give them a token and you'll get the traits from there. So she's probably got a lot of thwarting and attacking that she'll be doing with that as well. Restoration Games, the next two-player set for the Unmatched system is going to be Houdini versus the Genie, and that one will be out this month for $25. Those games, Unmatched is so, so good, and I love these kind of two-player sets, so this will be a really cool one, and between Houdini's kind of hiding and escaping and the Genie's magic, this is going to be a pretty cool one to go back and forth with, and of course, you can play those against any of the other kind of heroes as well out there. Z-Man Games will be releasing Mists over Carcassonne. That'll be out next month in January. Should be about $35 to $40 from what I can see. This is kind of a co-op Carcassonne, and you're going to be trying to contain the ghosts. So Carcassonne, they have a million different expansions, and I'm not really all excited about all of them, but this is one that did kind of grab me a little bit. So on this one, it says, working together, you place tiles and score points while trying to stop the spread of ghosts, and you contain haunted grounds and cemeteries and use haunted castles to your advantage. If too many ghosts are loose on the ground, you've collected two, or if you collected too few points when the tiles run out, you lose the game. So I think as these kind of, as you're putting these tiles out, the ghosts will be kind of going out on a board. And I'm guessing that if you contain them, possibly it kind of makes some of them go away, but really cool little thing. And I do like a co-op idea of Carcassonne. It makes it a little more. Carcassonne's already a chill game, but they'll make it even more chill. So staying with the ghost theme, one of my favorite party game types, or party games and that type of game, is Mysterium. This is when kind of generally you're trying to solve puzzles and everybody's kind of got different things that they're trying to figure out about their murder. And you're trying to get the one person, the ghost, is trying to give out clues, basically with like kind of Dixit looking cards to everybody. Now there's going to be, Asmodee is going to be releasing a kids version of Mysterium. It's called Mysterium Kids Captain Echo's Treasure. This will be out this month, probably in a couple weeks, probably a pretty good little Christmas game too. So instead of just using the cards like the original game, kids are going to be using a tambourine to get the other players to guess the cards of the items to solve the puzzles in a certain amount of time. So it looks pretty cool. This one should be about, I believe, again, $35. And it looks pretty decent. So I've actually got some digital ones I wanted to cover this month. I've got some games that I got keys for that I've been playing, and they're all in kind of the tabletop or card game adjacent realms. First up, the Munchkin Digital is now out up there on Early Access and Steam, and it looks very, very cool. And that's about $14.99. And of course, since, you know, again, one of my favorite game types is kind of the Slay the Spire types, those kind of roguelike or turn-based tactics and things like that with cards and such. So there's one that's called Maho Kenshi. It's Mahokenshi. Of course, I'll have a link to the Steam on there. This one, you'll have to add to your, this is kind of in a closed beta that I got to play, but it's awesome. It's card-based, again, kind of a tactics card-based on a map, not necessarily very strict to the Slay the Spire, but you're kind of moving around a board and you've got cards each round that you're going to be using. So you're either using some of them to move around, or you're kind of, and you have movement points, or you're going to be fighting and trying to get different objectives. The game looks so beautiful and it plays really, really smooth. I can't stress how good this game is. It's really, really good. I absolutely love it. The art itself and how smooth it plays on my system just looks great. And of course, there's little things like you're going to be upgrading your cards, transforming your cards, and adding new cards to your deck. And there's a lot of good decisions in there. And there's kind of other events and stuff. A lot of cool decisions. There's four different decks you can use that each have their own little mechanics. You know, there's the usual just straight fighting. There's magic. There's poison. It's really cool. This is from a Game Source Studio and by Iceberg Interactive. This is going to be released in January. I think they'll probably have a early release before then. So look out for that. But if you want to put it to your wish list, I'll add a link to it in the show notes as well. Another one that is actually released now, this was released on October 11th. This is called One More Gate, a Wakfu or Wakfu Legend. This is, of course, this does have more of that Slay the Spire type game because you're using your kind of going out on different branching paths there. This one I've played a whole bunch of. It's really cool. It has it kind of keeps some of the, I don't want to say randomness down. The thing about Slay the Spire is like the more of those artifacts you get, your decks can just get crazy, you know, spiral like so much power. There's kind of, they kind of try to keep that contained where there's only kind of four slots for the different things that you can kind of add, you know, as far as the artifacts that you can add. But your cards, you're constantly kind of, you're adding some cards or truly transforming or upgrading your cards. So it is a little bit grindy at first, but once you kind of hit the road running after a few different runs, then it starts making a lot more sense. Then you can kind of edit your deck a little bit and kind of really upgrade your cards and really go through with kind of a more of a strategy there. But very, very cool. This is by Ankama Studios. They're kind of known for this type of game as well, but I really like the art. I think this is a an IP game, so you have to forgive me. I don't know much about the Wakfu legend, but the art looks great as well. And one more that I kind of got a key for, Dwarven Skykeep. This is an interesting one. It really isn't for me because I'm not really an 8-bit guy and the gameplay was just so-so, but I know a lot of people really love these type of games. This one, again, it is $15. It's early release, kind of has an early, I think it might be regular release, but it does have an early release kind of price to it with about $14.50 right now. But you're kind of making your base. Now, a lot of people like these kind of base building kind of games and things coming at you. And again, it has the 8-bit. One thing I will say is the humor in this game is really, really good. It's one of the things I really like the best. I just didn't really get into the gameplay, but I know a lot of people out there do like this sort of gameplay, and you'll really like the humor to it. So it did just release. This called, the developers hacked the publisher, and the publisher is Ravenage Games and East to West Games. So check this one out if you like kind of that, you know, different challenge to the different things and like the 8-bit thing. So you may like this one as well. So let's head on over to crowdfunding now. The first thing I wanted to mention, I've got a bunch of Kickstarter, but I do have a game found. The game found that I want to cover is Custom Bags and Playmats. This is Custom Bags and Playmats for Board Games. This is by Crafting Kingdoms. I'm not usually a bag guy. I am very much a playmat guy. I'm not much of a bad guy, but these bags looked really good and kind of customizable. And you can fit about 7 normal games into them. And just kind of the way the bag looked made me rethink my idea of not being a bad guy because I really thought these looked great. And of course, these have some really nice looking playmats and they have some LED lights to them. They're glowing LED around the outside, which could make your game playing, especially if you want to kind of turn down the lights in some of these horror or, you know, thematic board games. You can get into it. So one of the bags, $80 for the bag. And then you can add on, of course, the different playmats. They have different sizes, different styles, and of course the LED. Absolutely impressed with this. There's so many different rewards you can get. There is a retailer pledge, but I got to tell you, check this one out. Even if you don't think you would like it, look at it because you may like it. And this would be a pretty cool thing for you to you know, maybe get in around Christmas time as well. Looks really, really nice. So let's head on over to Kickstarter. The first one from Brotherwise Games, Empire's End. This is a game I've been kind of raving about for a while. This is by John D. Clare, and the art is by Quan Chai Moria. This is kind of a kind of empire destruction game using kind of the mechanisms from No Thanks. John was on Geek All Stars a few months ago, and we talked about this game, and I've been really looking forward to it. Hopefully I can get my hands on an early review copy. It's kind of surprised that I didn't realize this was going to Kickstarter. I thought maybe it was just going to be quickly released by itself because there's a lot of buzz around this game. This will be out probably around Gen Con next year. I really thought they were going to release it towards the end of this year, but I guess just kind of get to some backing to it to get some, it's a medium to smaller size publisher. Brotherwise Games is a great publisher. They put out only a few games a year, but they do a very good job with their quality and everything. And this is well funded. Got about 11 days to go. Very cool game, very quick, chill game, but a very little different take on things. And I absolutely love John DeClaire. All his games are very, very cool. Next up, I won't talk too much about it because it's just another, I don't want to say it's just another Tiny Epic game, but it's Tiny Epic Crimes by Gamelin Games. And when I say just another, it's not necessarily a bad thing because every one of these that Scott Alms makes is just really, really good. And you can play this one competitively or co-op. And this is all about crime, you know, solving a crime in Echo Ridge City. It really looks good. I'm usually pretty honest about whether these different Tiny Epic games are for me or not for me, but this is a pretty cool game. It's got this kind of little thing, almost reminds me of when I was a kid with the Transformers, when you had, you know, the Transformers toys, when you had the little red thing and it would tell you the different stats and stuff like that. So I like that sort of thing, and they'll have different ways to find clues in the different, they'll have envelopes that'll have different clues, and you'll be using that sort of mechanism to see the clue as well. And then after a certain amount of hours, 48 hours, you'll have to make a decision on who you want to try to arrest and, you know, see if you're right or not. So you can get in on this one for $25 or each. Of course, they'll have a deluxe game for $30. Well funded. Very short amount of time to go, but a lot of times they'll have late pledges for this, but you may want to get in right on this one, and it is well funded. Also, recently I talked about AEG putting out Shake That City, and I knew the Kickstarter was coming out, so I did want to mention that. The Shake That City Kickstarter is out now, the base plus expansion for $29. That's an amazing price for this game. So it's and it's a very kind of lightish game, very chill game, a little bit more of a puzzle game. You're kind of shaking up this little box, and then you're pressing a button, and it's putting out cubes. And now the cubes will have different colors in different arrangements, and then you're going to be choosing, depending on whose turn it is, you're going to be choosing a color, and everybody else will choose their own color. And you're going to be putting out tiles onto your board, depending on the layout and how the layout is of the ways that you score on the outside. That's how you're going to be scoring. Very cool, very chill game. Got 11 days to go in this one as of this recording. So about a week and a half when you hear this, and it is well funded. So definitely check that one out. This is a very, that's a great price for this type of game. These next two, I'll just do pretty quick to close the show out. I know a lot of people are TCG fans. I've always kind of liked TCGs. There's two definitely different types of TCGs in this one. First one is Alestral's TCG. This kind of has a very much Pokemon feel. I'll put a link in there for you to check it out. You can get a couple starter decks for $50. It's maybe something you want to get into. There's another one that's very much kind of in the magic or even deeper than that range, Alpha Clash TCG. The Alestral's has... let's see how much time is left. About 5 days. So very, very short amount of time. So you'll check this one out. This next one, Alpha Clash, which is well funded, has about a month to go, a little more than a month. So you'll have plenty of time to get on this one. This is by Ridge, Kylie, and from Alpha Clash. And that looks pretty cool. Check out that cage. I kind of think for my style, Alpha Clash is kind of more up my alley because there's a lot of crap going on, and the art is absolutely amazing. They already kind of put out a bunch of graphic novels for this universe. And they've got a lot of plans. I might reach out to them because they said they've got a board game coming out. I'd love to get my hands on it to see, get a little preview of that. I'm sure they'll probably put that one on Kickstarter as well. So I'd love to check that one out. That'll be coming. But they've got a lot of stuff out there for this one. You can get booster boxes and plenty of other different things to go. But the game looks pretty decent. So check those out. Maybe even a Discord. Let me know what your thoughts are about these two TCGs between Alestral's and Alpha Clash. But they're both going to be up there as well. So thanks for joining me today. If you see any news or you think I would like to feature on the show or any interest, you know, any thoughts about what I did cover today, just shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter or also, of course, go to Discord, the Discord channel of Major Spoilers, Major Spoilers Discord, and go to the channel for Munchkin Minute or Munchkin Land and just let me know any of your thoughts. Please check out MajorSpoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew, and check out the Geek All-Stars podcast. That's my show where I talk about all things tabletop and geekery. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in another couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.
Help your small business thrive and stay connected with the Comcast Business Complete Connectivity Solution. It's the largest, fastest, reliable network. Advanced gig speed Wi-Fi and cyber threat protection. Get started for just $40 a month for 12 months with no annual contract when you add mobile. Plus, ask how to get up to a $750 prepaid card. Comcast Business. Powering possibilities.
Ends 2/21/2023. Restrictions apply. Requires equal bill and auto pay. New 100 megabits per second internet and Comcast Business Security Edge customers only. Equipment taxes and fees extra. After 12 months, regular rates apply. Gig internet required for gig Wi-Fi.